The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
It's morning in the CBD. I wish the dollar store would sell petrol. If you wish to live long, you must be willing to grow old. The poor wish to be rich. The rich wish to be happy. The single wish to be married, and the married wish to be dead. It's Fresh Start Wednesday with your host, Michael Bortnick.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to trade your heroes for ghosts? Hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change. And did you exchange walk on part in the war for lead rolled in the cage?
Hey, good morning. Welcome once again to Fresh Start Wednesday, right here on Fresh FM, your community access radio station. And I'm your host, Michael Bortnick. But today, I'm your genie in a bottle. I'm the candles on your birthday cake. I'm the answer to your prayers. Yeah, the theme today is wishing, longing, and hankering. We'll be throwing coins in the well and exercising our wishbone. And we open today with a cover of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here from a couple calling themselves the Running Mates. And we're glad you're here, the listener. We're also in the studio today with my running mate, or maybe I would say my sauntering mate, Grace. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. I can hear you.
I'm here.
You know, I would not wish any companion in the world but you. I must tell you that. I guess I've told you that a lot, right?
That's lovely to hear, though. Thank you, dear.
Well, you're very, very, very welcome.
Thank you.
So, we're talking today about wishing. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You just released a genie from the bottle, and you get three wishes. What are they? What would they be?
Ooh, I haven't had time to think about
this. Okay, well, I can ask you later if you want to come back. And
no, let's go. Well, I would wish we had family here.
Okay.
I would wish for three more wishes.
No, you can't do that.
Okay,
you see,
I'm kidding.
Everyone, you can't do that.
I'd wish to fly. I'd wish to see a lot more of the world and go first class every time.
Why don't you just wish for a whole lot of money? It might be the I think that's the most popular thing. People just wish for money.
Because it takes some money to travel, but not, you know. So let's see, number three, just good health until I'm 100 years old. Then I'll be happy to die.
All right. Well, okay. This is a little story. There's a blonde. Oh, here we go. This is a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette are all lost in the desert. And they find the lamp with the genie. Then they rub it, and the genie pops out and grants them each one wish. So the redhead wished to be back home again. Because don't forget, they're in the desert. They're lost.
Okay.
And poof, she's back home. And then the brunette wished to be back home with her family, and poof, she was back home with her family. Then the blonde says, "Oh, I wish my friends were back here."
Silly.
These poor blondes. Okay, why don't you just let's get off of this and tell me about there's an outfit called the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yes, there
is. Well, tell us what you can about that, if you don't
mind.
All
right. Okay. Since being formed in 1980, the Phoenix-based Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's become synonymous with fostering goodwill towards children with serious illnesses. Anyone under the age of 18 can petition the organization with a request for a trip, celebrity visit, or other special arrangement. In almost all cases, they'll grant the child's wish via fundraising efforts and the generosity of volunteers. An average of one wish is granted every 35 minutes. All right. According to Make-A-Wish, Disney's theme parks, princesses, and other properties make up approximately half of all the wishes granted. Through 2015, that means more than 100,000 Disney-related requests have been fulfilled.
Wow.
Professional wrestler John Cena granted his 500th wish in 2015, becoming the first celebrity to cross that milestone in the foundation's history. Justin Bieber comes in second with 250 wishes to meet him granted. Sometimes wishes can be much simpler. And here is Faith Hill.
Sun that paints a tie-dyed sky, a feather bed, an ancient lullaby, a kiss goodnight from one whose love is true. That's the kind of day I wish for you. A field of flowers dancing in spring, a little creek, a tree, an old rope swing, cotton candy clouds against the blue. That's the kind of day I wish for you. First love with all its storms, says goodbye. And after all those empty nights you cried, the morning that you wake up good as new, that's the kind of day I wish for you. The faith of knowing deep inside your heart that heaven holds more than just some stars. Someone's up there watching over you. That's the kind of day I wish for you.
Fresh FM.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.
Fresh FM.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love that you can share, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. Do the things that he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of how great true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him
and squeeze them and love them. Just do it, and after you do, you will be his. Show him that you care just for him. Do the things that he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. 'Cause you won't get him thinking and a praying, wishing and a hoping, just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of how great true love is, gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Just do it, and after you do, you will be his. You will be his. You will be his.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly broken hearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night. Appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the height. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless wait, the lovely loving and the hateful hate, the conversation with the flying plate. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga. The pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again.
Okay, that was Ella Fitzgerald, I Wish I Were in Love Again, and that was a show tune from the 1937 musical Babes in Arms. And I'm Michael Bortnick, and I say to succeed in life, you need three things: a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. Ah, get it? Okay, listen.
Didn't we read that at Lena's wedding? Isn't that what you had?
Read that at Lena's wedding?
That was one line.
Okay, there, you know what? You probably are correct. Why don't you tell us what's next, honey?
Okay. Well, here are three famous locations where people make the most wishes, all right? The old adage, he or she has the gift of the blarney, is the reference to the Blarney Stone and the Blarney Castle in Ireland. Kissing the Blarney Stone, which is mounted in a wall of the castle, is said to bestow the gift of eloquence. Coronations of kings took place here for many centuries, which is why the stone is one of the most sacred relics of the Celtic world. And then the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem is one of the holiest places to make a wish for Jewish people. Millions of pilgrims visit the Western Wall every year to make a wish. They write their innermost desires on a piece of paper and place it in the gaps between the stones of the wall, wishing for good health, salvation, riches, and good fortunes. Then the famous Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy. This beautiful fountain is the largest in Rome and also one of the most popular places to make a wish for romantics all over the world. Thousands of coins find their way into the Trevi Fountain each year. The coins total over $1 million annually. We added to that total with no results so far and have the pictures to prove it. All right. Three Coins in the Fountain is a popular song, which received the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1955. It was written for the romance film of the same name and refers to the act of throwing a coin into the Trevi Fountain in Rome while making a wish. Here's the chairman of the board himself, Old Blue Eyes, with Three Coins in a Fountain.
Three coins in the fountain, each one seeking happiness, thrown by three hopeful lovers. Which one will the fountain bless? Three hearts in the fountain, each heart longing for its home. There they lie in the fountain, somewhere in the heart of Rome. Which one will the fountain bless? Which one will the fountain bless? Three coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. Just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it coins in the fountain, through the ripples how they shine. And just one wish will be granted, one heart will wear a valentine. Make it mine, make it mine, make it mine.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka Māori, Fresh FM, tauke.
Give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. My breaking heart and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
New Zealand On Air, supporting Fresh FM.
Every person hopes for in the never-ending want for happiness. Oh, everybody needs a little motivation while they work to carve their own path. Maybe it's a summer by the seaside, or bags of money in the bank for years to come. Oh, I could never blame a dreamer for that.
was Mindy Glendhill. Beautiful voice.
Nice.
And I don't know who that is, but she's got a nice voice. And in that song, she talks about wishing on stars and candles and so forth. And I know you have a short list of other wishing occasions and opportunities. What do you got?
All right. Blowing out the candles on your birthday cake. This is the most popular wish, and it should be used yearly. It's your reminder to make a wish for the year ahead. Don't waste it by making wishes for someone else.
Ooh.
Right? And then when throwing money in a wishing well, this is known as good karma wishing. If you throw your coins in a well, chances are high that those coins are going to be doing something that helps other people.
Mm.
Karma is what makes the world go round, so your wish is highly likely to come true.
Okay. All right. Get me to a wishing well.
All right. Seeing the first star in the sky, this one even has its own little rhyme. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. Wish I may, wish I might, have this wish I wish tonight. All right. And as stars are magical, twinkly, giant balls of red-hot fire, they are very powerful. Make your biggest wishes, whisper them to the night sky, close your eyes and think about your life when that wish comes true.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something called a double yoker.
I never heard of this one.
All right. If you crack an egg and it's a double yoker, it's your lucky day. All right. Making a wish before you eat them, you've got the chance that it might come true.
Okay. I'll look for that.
That happens rarely. I think
Maybe
twice in my life. Dandelions. Pick that precious little weed up as you walk along the street and blow those fairy seeds all over the place. Fairies live in dandelions. Did you know that?
I knew that, yeah. Everybody.
Fairies help your dreams and wishes come true. And the more of them released to fly around the atmosphere, the better.
Well, now it makes sense. Okay.
I didn't know this one. Chicken wishbones. Well, I guess any kind of wishbone.
Yeah.
I guess I did. I think of the turkeys. I don't deal with chickens. Wishes are not very powerful. If you are not an only child, you have to fight with people in the family to get a turn to have the wishbone. Then you have to fight to be able to pick the side you want. And then you know that your sibling is going to cheat and make it hard for you. The wishbone is flawed because someone's wish doesn't come true. But what most people don't know is that the parents are making a wish is they watch their children wish on the wishbone. And it's the parents' wish that usually comes true. And that wish is usually that their children would stop fighting and that someone will throw that wishbone in the bin before the dog chokes on it.
Okay, that's the thank you for those, Grace. I'm Michael Bortnick. No, my uncle's dying wish, he wanted me to sit on his lap. But unfortunately, he was in the electric chair.
Oh, geez.
All right. And now this.
Oh, God.
To hurry, got all the time in the world, so no Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
New Zealand On Air for supporting Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station.
I went to a dance with my sister Kate. Everybody there thought she danced so great. I realized a thing or two when I got wise to Kate. She shimmers like a jelly on a plate. My mama wanted to to know last night. Wine makes the boys think it's so nice. Now all the boys in the neighborhood, they know that she can cheat me and it's understood. I know that I'm late, but I'll be up today. When I shimmy like my sister Kate, I mean I shimmy like my sister Kate. She shimmies like a jelly roll on a plate. My papa wanted to know last night
why all the boys treat Kate so nice.
Now all the boys in the neighborhood, they know that she can shimmy and it's understood. I know that I'm late, but I'll be off today. And I can shimmy like my sister Kate. Can you hear me? Shimmy like my sister Kate. I won't stop it. Shimmy, shimmy like my sister.
Okay, okay, that was Shimmy Like My Sister Kate. Apparently, Louis Armstrong claimed he had written Sister Kate and sold it for $10, which he never received. The lyrics are narrated by the first person, would be Kate's sister, who sings about Kate's impressive dancing skill and her wish to be able to emulate it. She laments she's not quite up to date, but believes that dancing the shimmy like Sister Kate will rectify this. And she'll be able to impress all the boys in the neighborhood, just like her sister. That's the story behind that one. You got a story for our next song? I think you do, don't you?
I do. All righty. Rick Springfield. Remember him?
Oh, sure. I only remember him from just one, this song, I think.
I think, yeah.
One-hit wonder kind of a guy?
Yeah. Well, he was taking a stained glass class. Also in the class was a friend of his named Gary and Gary's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Springfield initially wanted to use the actual name of his friend, but instead decided to go with a different name, and he chose Jesse because he was wearing a T-shirt with the name of a football player, Ron Jesse, on it.
Okay.
Springfield says that he does not remember the name of the girlfriend, but he believes that the real woman who inspired the song has no idea that she was Jesse's girl. He told Oprah Winfrey the story, and Oprah's people tried to find her, and they got as far back as finding out that the teacher of the class had died 2 years previously and that his class records were thrown out 1 year after his death. And so here we go with Jesse's girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Where can I find a woman like that?
Listen online anytime. FreshFM.net.
I didn't love you so. My love for you should have faded long ago. And I wish I didn't need your kiss. Why must your kiss torture me as long as this? I should be smiling by now with some new tender friend. Smiling by now with my heart on the mend. But when I try, something in my heart says no. And that's why I wish I didn't love you so. Some new tender friend, smiling by now with my heart on the mend. But when I try, something in my heart says no. And that's why I wish I didn't love you so.
Fresh FM, radio by, for, and about the top of the South.
Distance between us.
Fleetwood Mac with another Wish You Were Here. It's from their 1982 album Mirage. Do you know that album?
Of course. Oh, of course. Everyone had that album.
Okay, okay. I didn't. Okay. Well, listen, it's just about the top of the hour, and that means it's time to talk to Bob, usually Dylan. And we chose for this one Forever Young, which he wrote in Tucson, Arizona, thinking about one of his sons.
Aww,
and not wanting to be too sentimental. You know, as a teacher, I always play this to my students on the last day of school. And we found a nice cover from Audra May and the Forest Rangers. So enjoy this. It's Forever Young.
God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. And may you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. May you stay forever young. May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. And may you stay forever young. And may you stay forever.
Fresh FM.
At a bar in my hometown, an old man chimed in, and I thought he was out of his head. Now being a young man, I just laughed it off when I heard what that old man had said. He said, I'll never again turn the young ladies' heads or go running off into the wind. I'm three quarters home from the start to the end, and I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again and going where I've never been. But old folks and old oak standing tall, just pretend I wish I was 18 again. Now time turns the pages and old life goes so fast. Time turns the dark head all gray. I talk to some young folks and they don't understand the words this old man has to say. Lord, I wish I was 18 again and going where I've never been. But old folks and old oaks standing tall just pretend I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again. I just wish I was 18 again.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
Okay, that song was called Ooh La La. I don't know why they call it Ooh La La, do you?
Yeah.
I always called it something else. But anyway, it was written by Faces band members Ronnie Lane and Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones. And it was Ronnie Wood who sang the lead vocal for this song because, although Rod Stewart was in this group also, he didn't think the song was up to his standards. But believe it or not, later he released his own version of Ooh La La as a single, and that was in 1998.
I remember he did very well.
Thank you very much, Rod.
Of course.
You like Rod the Bod, I'm sure.
Well, we just saw him on who? Bill Maher?
Yeah.
78. Still rocking.
I don't want to get a close-up, though, you know.
Oh, well, you all know, these 78, guys. Come on.
Anyway, you know, there's an old saying, it's if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Kind of means it's not enough to wish for something. You got to take action to make it happen. The first known reference to this saying is in Proverbs in Scots, collected and arranged by James Carmichael. The date of the book goes back to the 1620s. I didn't know that. All right, I'm Michael Bortnick with Grace, and this isn't about us, but some marriages are like a deck of cards. In the beginning, all you need is two hearts and a diamond, and by the end, you wish you had a club and a spade. Ba-dum-bump. I should have hit a ba-dum-bump there.
That's a good one.
Oh, you like that?
It.
Let's remember that one. Okay, here's a little group called The Techniques for your reggae for today, a song called I Wish It Would Rain.
Fresh FM, your local podcast creator.
Oh, I wish it would rain and wash my face clean. I want to find some dark cloud to hide in here. Oh, love and a memory sparkled like diamonds. When the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. When the diamonds fall, they burn. I want
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui. Fresh FM.
He worked hard all year, just wanted a few weeks along. But his old lady's into modeling, she can't get away from her phone. Besides, she bitches about the mosquitoes. She sits down there, there is nothing to do. Her goddamn phone never stops ringing. He'll try the service in a day, maybe two. Well, he's on his third drink before the wheels of the plane leave the ground. Making points with the steward is high over long out of sound. She's also spending some time on the island. Too much city madness gives her the blues. They make her date to go dancing and dining. It seems neither has that much to lose. The weather is here. I wish you were beautiful. My thoughts aren't too clear. But don't run away. My girlfriend's a bore. My job is too dutiful. Hell, nobody's perfect. Would you like to play? I feel together today. Well, now that's just the start of a well-deserved overdue binge. Meanwhile, back in the city, certain people are starting to cringe. His lawyers are calling his parents. His girlfriend doesn't know what to think. Partners are studying their options. He's just singing and ordering drinks. The weather is here. I wish you were beautiful. The skies are too clear. Life's so easy today. The beer is too cold. The daiquiri's too fruitful. No place like home when you're this far away. Was something that he should have done such a long time ago. Still time to start a new life in the palm trees. Ah, Billy Clyde wasn't insane. And if it doesn't work out, there'll never be any doubt that the pleasure was worth all the pain. The weather is here. I wish you were beautiful. The skies are too clear. Life's so easy today. The beer is too cold. The daiquiri's too fruitful. No place like home when you're this far away.
That's a Jimmy Buffett, Weather Is Here, I Wish You Were Beautiful. I always liked the title to that song.
It's,
you know?
Hilarious.
Anyway, I think you had a list of some superstitions about wishes, some that people, well, I don't know, what do you got there?
Right. Some wish superstitions.
Okay.
All right. Make a wish at the sight of a white horse.
Oh, okay.
Never heard that one.
Never really.
Make a wish when you cross a new bridge.
Nope.
Make a wish each time you eat a green M&M.
Oh, well, we all do that.
Peanut or plain, doesn't matter. If you find a four-leafed clover, hold it above your head and make a wish.
Okay, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Make a wish when you see three birds on a telephone wire.
Please.
That's a good one. Put a watermelon seed on your forehead and make a wish before it falls. That's a new one. And, of course, we know when you see a shooting star, if you say money three times, you will have a pocket full.
Yeah.
A wish will come true if you make it while burning onions. Now, not while cooking.
Burning. Burning. Let's start a big fire that burns some onions. All right.
Oh, dear.
Here's a guy called Dierks Bentley with a song called I Wish It Would Break.
Your frame keeps hanging round, 'cause I ain't ready yet to take it down. Every now and then I'll slam the door, shake it loose and she'll hit the floor. But I can't throw a good thing away. I wish it would break. And I swear my truck's got a haunted radio, 'cause I hear you in every song. But I know what the silence makes me do, so I keep giving those buttons more abuse. I wonder how much punching it can take. I wish it would break. Could move on, right on down the line, where I don't see you, need you in my life. But you're wrapped around me, your memories bound me like a chain. I wish it would break. This old heart of mine's got a mind of its own, and it's decided not to let you go. And even though your love's no longer here, it won't let me shed one tear, 'cause it's still holding on to yesterday. I wish it would break. On right on down the line, where I don't see you, need you in my life. But you're wrapped around me, your memories bound me like a chain.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
Fresh FM, your local podcast creator.
we are. See your face, hear my voice in the dark. We're a crooked love in a straight line down. Makes you wanna run and hide, but it made us turn right back around. I wish you would come back. Wish I never hung up the phone like I did. I wish you knew that I'd never forget you as long as I live. And I wish you were right here, right now. It's all good. I wish you would. I wish you would come back. Wish I never hung up the phone like I did. I wish you knew that I'd never forget you as long as I live. And I wish you were right here, right now. It's all good. I wish you would. I wish we could go back and remember what we were fighting for. I wish you knew that I miss you too much to be mad anymore. I wish you were right here, right now. It's all good. I wish you would. You always knew how to push my buttons. You gave me everything and nothing. This mad, mad love makes you come rushing. Stand back, wasted. I wish you would. I wish you would.
All right, that was Taylor Swift usually complaining about something again, and there we are, Taylor. It's called I Wish You Would. Well, Grace, pretty soon we're going to go off to Africa, so we're going to maybe have one more show before we travel. I'm wishing we have a safe trip, no COVID, no monkeypox. Oh, by the way, I know a cure for monkeypox.
What's that?
Here's how you don't get monkeypox. You put two hands over your mouth, you put two hands over your ears, and you put two hands over your eyes, and you can't get the monkeypox. Anyway,
we're doomed.
Thanks
we
for
have monkeys all over the house.
Thanks for doing all the planning for this trip. All I have to do now is just put three masks on and get on the plane. So I like that kind of thing here.
Pretty much.
Anyway, honey, speaking of travel, wishes and so forth, here's a person called Gemma Griffiths. She's professionally known as Gem, and it's called Wish I.
Sailing away. I was in Wellington, the weather's not so good. The wind, it cuts right through you, and it rains more than it should. But I'd be there tomorrow if I only could. Oh, I wish I was in Wellington. I wish I was in Wellington. The bureaucracy, the suits and the briefcases, a long left and key. The harbor city capital, the lights beside the sea. Oh, I wish I was in Wellington. It just isn't practical, you down in the capital and me at the other end of the island. The problem is a gap between us on the map, and there's no easy way to reconcile it. I wish I was in Wellington, the cafes and the bars, the music and the theatre, and the old cable car. And you can walk everywhere, cause nowhere's very far. Oh, I wish I was in Wellington.
Okay, you know who that was?
no, I know. The Mutton Birds.
The Mutton Birds.
Yes.
Which is a Kiwi band,
yes.
And wishing they were in Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was a cover of Tom Waits' I Wish I Was in New Orleans,
right,
by somebody called Tipitina. I know we had a discussion this morning. Should we play the Tom Waits or should we play the cover?
Right.
And we went with one of these days I'm going to actually play a Tom Waits song. I love a guy, but I know his voice is a little bit tricky.
It's a little hard to listen to if it's just a few minutes, but
well,
yes,
four minutes.
Love him, of course.
Oh, of course.
He is.
Man wrote a lot of great stuff. Anyway, I think we got to go now. It's getting kind of late. And hey, honey, thanks a lot for all you do. You do so much, I couldn't even tell you.
You are welcome.
As I said, I couldn't wish for a better partner. Uh-huh. And I think you could. But don't be picking any four-leaf clovers or burning any onions in here, whatever you're doing, okay?
Yes, if you smell burnt onions,
yeah,
you know
something's
up.
I'm in trouble. Okay, and remember, if a man could have just half of his wishes, he would double his trouble. That makes sense?
Sure does.
That's like they say, be careful what you wish for, you
right.
might get it.
That's right.
Interesting. Then it's just, yeah, I don't really wish for that many things. I would wish for something for someone else. I don't personally, that's enough.
No, you don't ask for much.
No, I don't. I'm that kind of a guy. Well, anyway, we're going to close our show today with what people would expect, When You Wish Upon a Star. That's from Walt Disney's Pinocchio. Happens to be my favorite movie. I know that's weird, but that's... anyway, the original version was sung by a guy called Cliff Edwards, who was the character of Jiminy Cricket, and he also sang the song. And it was also the first Disney song to win an Oscar.
Oh,
did you know
cool.
that?
No, I did not.
Okay, I didn't either. Anyway,
cool.
Now a lot of people covered this song, heaps and heaps, we listened to them all. But I know our good staff member, Maggie.
Yes.
She likes Leon Redbone, I think. And so I like
right.
Leon Redbone.
Oh,
so we're going to close with Leon Redbone, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Cool.
And hopefully we'll see everybody later on.
Two weeks.
Cheers, everyone. Good luck, and may all your wishes come true.
Peace out.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. And if thing your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, a dream. It brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of a secret love. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. Upon a star, your dreams come true.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.